At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Medical marijuana is in the spotlight at a state House Health Committee underway this morning. Christina Martinez reports.
House Bill 2107 by Brownsville Democrat Eddie Lucio would authorize the use of medical marijuana for some patients with debilitating conditions. It's one of two medical marijuana bills circulating in the legislature. There's strong support from some in the medical community, but conservative Republicans and groups like the Sheriff's Association of Texas oppose it. State lawmakers in 2015 passed a law allowing doctors to prescribe a marijuana derivative known as cannabidiol to patients with severe epilepsy. And public opinion on marijuana legislation is shifting. According to the latest University of Texas Texas Tribune poll, 83% of Texans said marijuana should be legalized in some form. Christina Martinez, KERA News.
Early voting ramps up today for municipal elections across North Texas. Ballots are crowded in many cities. There are several heated races for seats on the Dallas City Council. In Fort Worth, most city council incumbents have challengers, and some seats have several contenders. Fort Worth Mayor Betsy Price also has a challenger, Chris Nettles. KERA's Christopher Connolly explains.
He's a 29-year-old county court clerk and also a pastor, and he's facing kind of an uphill battle. Price is pretty popular, and she's raised a ton of money, nearly $500,000 for the race. In this race, he's been focusing on building support among younger folks especially, and he's pitching himself as someone who can bring fresh ideas to City Hall.
There are mayoral races in several other cities, including Plano, Irving, Garland, and Arlington. Voters in Arlington will also decide whether to establish a civil service system to govern personnel decisions for the city's firefighters. In the Collin County Community College District, voters will decide whether to approve a $600 million bond package. Election day is Saturday. Check out our voter guide at keranews.org. A Dallas paramedic remains in intensive care after he was shot yesterday. Interim Police Chief David Pugh said the heroic actions of another officer saved the paramedic's life.
He saw that the paramedic was severely injured, and as officers were attempting to maintain a position of cover because the shooter was still at large, the sergeant went above and beyond, as many of the Dallas police officers do each and every day, and he went in alone, and he pulled the paramedic out, placed him in his squad car, and drove him to Baylor Hospital.
The paramedic was responding to a dispute in East Dallas. Derek Lamont Brown shot a neighbor and then the first responder. After a police standoff with Brown, he was found dead in his house along with another victim. In a statement, Dallas City Manager T.C. Broadnack said the EMT may have to undergo additional surgeries. According to the Dallas Morning News, the city's fire rescue paramedics have access to body armor carried in rescue units, but the wounded paramedic did not have it on. The department is looking into whether to change the policy on whether paramedics carry the armor in rescue vehicles. A candlelight vigil will be held tonight for the student stabbed and killed yesterday at UT Austin. Harrison Brown was a freshman from Graham, about an hour and a half northwest of Fort Worth. The Fort Worth Star-Telegram reports Brown was popular in his hometown. The Spears voted him class favorite. He played trumpet in the school band and ran cross country. Three other students were wounded in yesterday's stabbings. A suspect, UT student Kendricks J. White, was arrested at the scene. On Tuesdays, we explore education as part of KERA's American Graduate Initiative. Today, high school debates. Bill Zeeble recently visited the first ever Mayor's Cup contest in Dallas. It's designed to showcase Dallas high schoolers as they debated a topic that's dominated Texas headlines.
This debate takes off as North Dallas High junior Kathy Wynn declares her team's position on the topic at hand. School vouchers. They would give families state money to pay for private school.
In affirming tonight's resolution, we will argue that rather than enhancing our education system, vouchers deprive children of an equal opportunity for good education and instead leave the most needy students behind.
Sounding equally confident, Sophie Rahman, a sophomore at the Science Engineering Magnet, states her team's opposite view.
Many Texas schools remain on the failing school list. The most needy students deserve better options, and that is why we need education vouchers.
Vouchers, one of today's hot legislative topics in Texas, didn't get resolved in the Mayor's Cup contest. Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings wasn't expecting students to resolve it. Instead, he's glad they're taking on tough issues because, he says, students benefit. He had the idea of a mayor's debate last year.
And then I started thinking about the issues that happen in politics all the time. Everybody hates everybody, okay? And everybody's yelling at everybody, and everybody's on social media, and everybody's tweeting each other these. And it's like, these are important issues. We should debate them in a civil manner. And if adults can't do it, maybe kids could.
The mayor talked to developer Harlan Crow about hosting this event. Crow built a state-of-the-art wood panel debate chamber at the Old Parkland Hospital. Then, Rawlings approached Adam Powell, who runs the Dallas Urban Debate Alliance. The 10-year-old organization teaches 1,000 Dallas ISD kids. Powell calls debate a great equalizer.
We see students, they come in and they may be a marginal student, maybe a C student, but over time, after year one, after year two, year three in the program, they become more academically engaged and we start to see those grades increase exponentially.
It didn't take Kevin Melancon's kids at Florence Middle School even that long to become better critical thinkers and public communicators.
This is a school that's 96% free and reduced lunch, about 98% African-American or Latino students, the kind of schools that people say these kids can't do it, and they jumped right into it and started to win awards.
Thing is, ask debaters, both winners and losers, whether debates about winning those awards, and you get a surprising response. Victor Pena, a senior at Thomas Jefferson High, was on the winning team.
Honestly, I don't think this is a win for our debate team. I think this is more of a win for team debate, because Dallas Urban Debate Program, it's helped me a lot.
Pena's opponents, Ricardo Rodriguez from W.T. White and Sophie Rahman, offered similar takes.
What the purpose of debate is to bring out these issues in front of the public and talk about them. So we're glad that we're able to do that.
Well, at the end of the day, I don't think winning really matters. At the end, it matters the impact we do in our society and, like, our community in general. We learn so much just being here, you know.
Those high school kids hope others come away from the Mayor's Cup with the same lessons. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
Should be sunny skies today with a high in the upper 80s. Tonight looks to be cloudy with a low around 66, and tomorrow a 60% chance for storms with a high near 77.